Now we're about 2+ weeks into camp. How do you think things are going on the defensive side of the ball?
I think things are going pretty well right now. Guys are getting more and more confident, more and more comfortable. You know, they're making plays, you know, more and more plays here and there in camp. So I think collectively we're coming together and, you know, it's just starting to shape it to where we want to go.
Hey, Chris, Saints had a couple long runs against you guys
right.
In the first quarter. What happened there? I'm sure that's not what you want.
You know, you're going to get, you know, a couple of big plays here and there. That's the name of the game. That's football. But honestly, you know, it was just tackling for us. You know, on some of those plays where, you know, the running back had got out, gained 10 to 12 yards, you know, after, you know, contact. They're just us, you know, not being sound with our technique as far as tackling. So we'll clean that up.
How did Gregory, I'm sure he wasn't thrilled about
it. You know, Greg is coaching us. When we're on the field, you know, he let us go out there and play. We correct the correctables once we look at film. He just telling us you need to tackle better. So I think he took that pretty well.
Josh Obert, really, him and Tank are fighting for that middle linebacker spot. Yeah. What have you seen from Joe here?
Joe is smart. You know, he can play all three linebacker positions. You know, he's a guy that's always around the ball, always trying to make plays on the ball. And I'm excited to see him, you know, grow in his defense. And as you can see, you know, he went out there, he got a sack, you know, he was, you know, on a lot of tackles. So he's just a guy that flies around and knows what he's doing and, you know, could easily, you know, play any one of the positions. It's just, you know, whenever his name is called, you know, he'll be ready.
Did you like how you guys played on the goal line?
Yeah. Thursday? Yeah, I think, you know, guys are sacrificing their bodies, just, you know, going in there, you know, trying to make a play, trying to clog a hole. So I think, you know, we was out there trying to fight, you know, trying to, you know, not allow, you know, our opponent to score a touchdown. And I think, you know, guys just gave it their all. So we got some stuff that we need to clean up, you know, technique-wise and stuff. But I think guys continue trying to strive to get better.
How big adjustment is it overall for the defense? Front seven, anyway, going from that 3-4 guys played until this 4-3.
You said how difficult?
How big is the adjustment?
You know, just growing up playing football, you're going to, you know, learn about 3-4s and 4-3s. I wouldn't say it's a, you know, difficult adjustment or, you know, too hard for guys to, you know, make that switch. I think guys are really, you know, picking it up well and adjusting to it well. And all it is just, you know, just learning a new defense. You know, we've seen a lot of different playbooks. You know, we had different coaches, you know, so our minds is, you know, fixed basically to learn a playbook like that. So I think guys are handling it pretty well.
What's going to be the key for some of these guys that are fighting for some of those last spots in the linebacker room and on the defense? What do they have to do, you think, to impress the coach?
You know, at this point, all they can do is just keep playing hard, you know, control what they can control, you know, and that's, you know, whenever they're on the field, you know, try to make a play, you know your responsibility and do it well. But, you know, it's the NFL. Sometimes things just happen because it's a numbers game or, you know, we're short in a certain position. So I just encourage those guys just keep going out and fight, you know. Everybody is watching these games, so as long as you go out there and compete, you know, they'll be fine. And, you know, if not, you know, it'll just be numbers game or things like that.
Chris, what kind of things, big things, do you probably see out of Jamie Collins this year? He seems so happy and so different this year.
Jamie, man, he's really getting comfortable, you know, with his teammates. You know, last year he came in, you know, fairly late. He didn't really know anybody like that. So now just giving him a year under his belt of just being around guys and, you know, being around the coaches, you know, he's getting very, very comfortable. You know, Jamie got a great personality. He's a great leader on the defense. Go out there and make plays and, you know, always trying to make a play on the ball. So I see a lot of good things for him. You know, he's, as you can see in practice, you know, he got a nose for the ball. And, you know, when he was with the Patriots, he was making plays. So now we believe he's going to make plays here. So I think the sky's the limit for him.
And what effect has he had on you? Because I've watched you two sort of get pretty close. I mean, it seems right from the start you guys kind of connected last year.
Yeah.
And I've just watched that sort of develop over the last year or so.
For me, you know, he's done everything in his career that I want to do. You know, he went to the Pro Bowl, you know, he went to the Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl, so he has all those accomplishments that, you know, I want to have, you know, with the, with, you know, how he has a nose for the ball, you know, his turnover ratio and things like that. So, you know, me, I'm just, you know, looking at his game and see some of the things that I can relate to mine. And, you know, whenever you're surrounded by a good player, you always want to, you know, be in the player's ear or, you know, just, you know, get that relationship, you know. And he's a linebacker, so we're going to be on the field together, so we might as well build that bond. And, you know, he's been great with me. I've been great with him. And we're just trying to learn more and just try to win games.
Has it sort of picked your game up a little to be working with him?
Yeah, you know, playing alongside of a good player, you always want to match it or, you know, surpass it. And as long as we're working together and trying to get each other better, this is going to be, you know, keep elevating our game. And that's just something that me and him both have challenged each other to do. You know, whether it's going out there, who's going to make the most tackles, who's going to, you know, create the most turnovers, who's going to run to the ball more, just, you know, things like that. And Tim Carter is doing the same thing. All three of us is, you know, just trying to compete with each other and get each other better.
How has the improved defensive line impacted what you do?
Whenever you got a defensive line that's aggressive and, you know, not allowing offensive line to get up on you, it allows you to run freely. And that's just something that, as a linebacker, you know, you like. I always tell the guys up front, like, hey, y'all keep the lineman off me. Hey, we're going to lunch. We're going to dinner or something like that. You know, just it's just a better feel when you just able to just roam freely, not worried about getting washed in the trash, not worrying about a 300-pound lineman in your face. And, you know, a D-line taking care of that, that's very helpful for us.
And have you noticed an improvement?
Yeah, you know, guys are flying around. You know, Danny is, you know, he's disruptive in the backfield. You know, Miles Garrett's coming off on the edge. You know, Agba, Dez Bryant, those guys are doing their job, and they're making it a lot easier for us.
When you, I was asking about the run defense earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at the numbers last year, I think 4.6 yards a carry the other your opponents had. What has to happen to improve that?
It's a mindset. It's all about attitude. And I think that the defense that we're playing and the guys that we have on our team, you know, they're comfortable in what they're doing. You know, Greg preaches confidence all the time. And I think more and more guys are being confident and more confident to go out there and stop the ball.
In terms of, you know, those impact plays that you're talking about that Jamie makes, the forced fumbles and sacks and all those kind of things, is that an element that you really want? Do you want to just pop off the field this year with making those just?
Oh, for sure. For sure. I think any linebacker in this game would want to do that. You know, the impact plays are the plays that count, are the plays that matter. And, you know, being a linebacker, you have a chance to be an impact player in the run. Also an impact player in the pass as well. So as much as possible, whenever I'm out on the field, you know, I'm trying to go make a play on the ball. You know, I'm trying to, you know, get a TFL or, you know, get an interception or force fumble. So those are the areas that I want to improve on my game.
Which one of those things do you think could sort of be your forte? Punching it out or what?
Yeah, so like in practice, you know, whenever we get a chance, you know, our coach always like harp on, you know, trying to get an effort strip, you know, trying to punch out the ball. You know, when a running back is carrying the ball, you know, and you're chasing it from behind, you know, try to go for the ball, you know, try to punch it out. Or, you know, looking down the quarterback, trying to, you know, get a hint or get a tip on, you know, where he's going, you know, get a jump on the ball. So that's just something that I'm individually trying to work on.
Do you guys have like a little contest or anything going?
I mean, I guess within our room, you know, we always have a little chart just trying to tell you, like, all right, how many balls have you got out, you know, how many passes have you deflected, just to have guys conscious of what they're doing.
So it's right up there in the
Well, it's more like just an individual sheet of paper, and, you know, we just kind of tally it down.
Tally it up during practice every day?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about the stretch? You've got a lot of games between the first and second game in the preseason. Are you itching to get back out there in the long run? Would that be a good thing for you guys?
Well, I mean, right now we get a chance to kind of home in on our techniques and our fundamentals because, you know, it is such a big gap from our first preseason game to our second preseason game. So right now we're just cleaning up a lot of the things and cleaning up a lot of our fundamentals and getting back on track with that. And then we'll start getting into game mode shortly.
Do you have a feeling that yesterday's practice is going to be like that?
Yeah, yeah. I had a feeling it's going to be like that. Just a simple fact that, like I said, we don't have a game, you know, in a while we got that big chunk of time. So I already knew it was going to be a, you know, Browns versus Browns, you know, kind of sharpening up our tools, sharpening up some things that we need to sharpen up. So I need to practice. It'll be pretty rough. And he already told us. They gave us a heads up. It's going to be a good one.
Chris, are you perhaps happier than you've ever been since you've been here, knowing that they believe in you so much? You got rewarded you with the contract. It just seems like, kind of arrived. This is your moment.
I'm extremely happy. That's just me. Regardless of the situation, I'm always going to be happy. I'm always going to be a positive guy. So it definitely feels good to know that they have so much invested in me and, so many expectations for me. It just makes you want to go out there and ball even more.